Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Hey, produce people, we are grateful to have you with us today. I am your host, Juanita Galio. Today is February 7th, 2024, coming to you from Berlin, Germany, where the heartbeat of the international produce industry is this week attending Fruit Logistica. Today we travel to the east coast of Italy to meet with a family-owned berry business, Malari, the nursery side, and G Berry's breeding, research, and IP management side. Two brothers operate the company, with Luca Malari from the nursery side of the business with us. Before we get started, a few announcements. The next International Produce Expo is the AgriTrade Expo and Conference held March 13th through the 15th, 2024 in Santo Domingo del Cerro, La Antigua, Guatemala. 3,500 visitors are expected from 18 countries. On the home front, the next Produce Industry Podcast Virtual Networking Hour takes place on Leap Day, February 29th at 2 o'clock. You won't want to miss this one with special guest Robert Gunther, founder of Breakthrough 365. And a big thank you to our newest sponsor, Peak of the Market, connecting great farmers with caring consumers. Visit their booth 931 at the CPMA Convention and Trade Show to connect with Wayne Rempel and Gary Friesen from Croker Farms, one of Canada's leading potato producers and the country's largest grower of organic potatoes. Now, traveling up onto the Emilia-Romagna region of Italy, we meet Luca Malari. Luca grew up on a berry farm with deep roots in the fertile soil of this region. His father developed proprietary berry varieties early on, with the two brothers, Luca and Matteo, carrying on the family tradition in 2020. The family business has evolved into a major international business with global distribution of high-quality berries, in particular their raspberries. Their success is in developing raspberry varieties that hold up against the forces of climate change while still retaining their attractive color and taste. Luca Malari will explain more about the two sides of the company, and we will hear about these two new hot raspberry varieties, Easy Rock and Easy Star. Luca, over to you to hear more about these raspberries that rock. Buongiorno, Luca. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Juanita. Thanks for having me in this beautiful show.
Luca Malari is the managing partner and COO of the Italian company G Berry's. His agriculture roots started as a child growing up on a strawberry and raspberry nursery in a small town on the east coast of Italy. Cesena? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, almost. It's Cesena.
Okay, Cesena. After a brief, although successful career in sports business, he and his brother took over the family business in 2020, where he is today responsible for the nursery side of the business, Malari, with a focus on new varieties, mainly concentrating on raspberries. He will tell us more about Malari and the other new company, G Berry's, specializing in breeding, applied research, and IP management. The company specializes in developing new proprietary varieties and licensing. Today, Malari produces more than 3 million plants, while G Berry's manages 7 different varieties throughout the world. And the world has 5 different global breeding sites. There's a lot to talk about here. With such a dynamic company, I will hand it over to Luca to tell us more about the operations of the company. And in particular, later on, I want to hear about the two new varieties that were launched in 2022, Easy Star and Easy Rock. So, Luca, let's rock.
Well, yes, as you said, in 2020, I joined the company. At those time, back in the days, only Malari, the nursery side, the nursery activity was opened. And so my brother and I, we decided to join the company and to start working inside the berry business. And actually, at those moments, we were producing mainly raspberry. And the first thing that we did was to decide to start increasing our portfolio. So we decided to.
This is a family business, right, Luca? How far back does it go?
Well, the family business was founded by our father more than 40 years ago. And so that's also why I've grown up between raspberry and strawberry plants, because
right.
Okay. Actually, our house is inside the nursery. So my first memories are exactly about strawberries.
You grew up around berries. Okay.
My father decided to start this mainly strawberry at those time nursery activity, and only in 2005 he decided also to open to other berries, mainly raspberry, and that was mainly because at those time strawberry were a little bit in decline in our area. You have to imagine that back in the days, our area, Cesena and Emilia-Romagna, were one of the main production area for strawberry in Europe, in the whole Europe.
Oh, in all of Europe. And is it still today, or what has
actually
happened?
I think that you don't even need the fingers of one hand to count the existing hectares
your area.
So the decline was really, really fast. And nowadays, there are really few producers in the area. And also our nursery was not that big at those times. So, you know, when you are producing strawberry plants, to have good margin and good activity, you need to be big. And so,
of course,
our father decided to shift step by step into other berries. And after a trip in the UK, you know, UK is always a few steps ahead of us.
Yes,
with the news. He came back and he decided, okay, I need to start producing raspberry plants. And after a couple of years with common varieties, he started a collaboration. It was exactly the 2007 with a breeder, with an Italian breeder. And that was also the first initial step for the varietal development taken by our father. And so the history has been developed in this way. The history of the company.
So your father really had the foresight. He was ahead of his time, because today everyone is developing certain proprietary commodities, whether it's grapes or berries or apples. So that's fascinating.
Yeah, exactly. At those times, I think also, well, because actually. The farming activity was started before my father by my grandfather, and I always remember that my grandfather was not really happy about this decision, because you know, raspberry were not so common, not so usual in our area. And so I think he really had a great idea to.
As I said, he was ahead of his time. He felt he could probably do something with something that was more specialty.
Yeah, exactly. So at those time, he started producing also plants of our first own variety, and that was. The moment in which the company started really scaling up, also because the development of the first variety was also the moment in which the raspberry market started developing. So the timing was perfect, because he had something new in the exact moment in which something new was needed by the market. And that was really helpful for the development of the company. And without that moment, without that timing, probably we wouldn't be here today.
That launched you. Yes. Yeah. And that was 2007?
Yeah, it was 2007. And actually, this first variety, which is really a difficult name.
Okay, I want to hear it.
It's En Rosadira. And Rosadira is actually the name is due to the a natural phenomenon which take place in the Dolomites, which is a mountain chain in the north.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and Rosadira exactly is the that moment in the sunset in which the sunlight is in the mountain, and you see the mountain pink. So I know it's
must
difficult.
Be gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the raspberries coming from there must be just as beautiful.
Also because actually that variety was created in that environment. So it was also a way to honor the mountains. And that variety is still present, quite present in the market. We still have some licensee in the world, like in Australia, for example, we have a partner, or in other countries like Mexico as well.
Mexico, okay. So
there's still a variety that is quite good. Of course, the market from that moment onward really exploded. So nowadays, I think every year there are 20 or 30 new varieties. So, you know, also the competition is really much more crowded somehow. But that variety is still here because it was really good. And it's still, I think, the third one in terms of production for our nursery also.
Is it marketed? Is it En Rosadira? Am I pronouncing that again correctly? En Rosadira?
Yeah. Perfect.
So that's quite a name. So, Australia, do Australian consumers know this? Is this an En Rosadira variety?
Australia is the market in which Rosadira is still more present overall, I would say. And they really like that variety because of the taste. It's really tasteful and quite shiny. So, the Australian market is always quite demanding in terms of taste experience, at least in berries. And so we are really, really, really happy that this variety is still well developed over there. And also that variety was really helpful in Australia because it helped us to create, I think probably this the strongest bond and relation that we have in the market.
Right.
With our partner in Australia, Mountain Blue, which nowadays is also one of the partners that we have in the breeding activities.
And do you have any of En Rosadira in the United States? Anything?
We used to have En Rosadira in the past in the United States, but it was managed in a quite in a different way. It was much more for the nursery business and not licensed to producers. So for some reasons, United States was not probably the easiest market for us with the Rosadira.
Yeah. Have to go to Mexico to find it.
But actually, we still have quite a lot of Rosadira in Mexico, and of course the Mexican production is related to the American consumption usually. So the American consumers are still enjoying the Rosadira fruits coming from Mexico.
Wow, I'm going to have to look for some. It sounds exotic. I really want to taste this. And as you said, the taste profile is excellent.
Yeah, it's good.
As we're getting a little further into the varieties, I definitely want to hear about the latest Easy Star and Easy Rock. I want to hear how they got those names. I love them. They're great. But for the moment, this is a perfect time to take a quick break and hear from our fabulous sponsors and those relationships with the produce and supply chain industry. So we'll be right back.
JGLC, the place to be, a third-generation, family-owned and operated asset-based company. Throughout their 60 years in business, integrity, reliability, and loyalty to their customers has remained their top priority. JGLC guarantees 24/7 communication with your personal logistics coordinator. They offer competitive pricing without sacrificing services. They operate throughout the United States and Canada. JGLC's customers count on them for dependability and dedication carried out on every order, every time. 60 years of service for all your trucking needs. Visit them at jglc.com for your custom quote.
Welcome back to the Global Fresh Series. If you are just joining us, welcome and a big thank you to all of our fantastic sponsors. Let's return to our interesting discussion with Luca Maleri of Maleri and also G Berries, two companies that are related, as he continues to tell us about the new varieties and the breeding program with the company.
Yeah, the new varieties that G Berries recently launched, specifically Easy Star and Easy Rock, they were launched in collaboration with an Italian breeder working in one of our five different breeding sites. And the purpose of, the main characteristic of this variety, is that they are really meant to ease the life of the growers.
What I read is that you are, the specialization is producing new varieties that are standing up to climate change. Is that correct? And that's really a big differentiating factor, which I thought, that's what I thought was very fascinating.
That's absolutely correct. What we think is that, of course, it's something really visible to everyone that the climate change is affecting the life of the growers and also the consumers everywhere. So what we think is that with these two varieties, the life of growers can be really eased because they are really easy to, and that's also one of the main reasons behind the name. They're really
Easy Rock, easy. Okay.
They are really easy in adapting it to all of the different conditions. Really, they can adapt to from the
shortage of water.
Exactly. They can adapt from Morocco to Scandinavia. We did some, so you can understand also the variety.
Grown different, in different types of soil.
Yeah. That's it. And also they are really easy to be picked. And what we think is that, the climate change is really important, but also the cost increase for the labor cost is one of the main topic for the, at least for the European, but also the American growers. I mean, those economies that they are facing this topic, they must take into consideration that it's absolutely mandatory to look for varieties that can help you
reduce your cost. Right. Okay.
Yeah. And this is one of the main characteristics. Probably the first characteristic that had an impact on us when we were observing and selecting these plants. And so, of course, they have also differences between each other. Otherwise, they would be only one variety, not two. I think Easy Star is a variety that can grant absolutely nice fruits all over the winter period. So, for example, Morocco is now producing, the Moroccan growers are now producing with Easy Star. The first, of course, we are still in the loans of these two varieties, but the first quite massive production are now going to the European retailers, and we're really happy about the first feedback that we are receiving. Of course, star is good also because of the shining color of the fruits, and that's why the reason why behind star.
Mm-hmm. And
raw, yeah.
How are you getting the word out to the consumers? How are they realizing that easy star and easy rock? It sounds you can also market them as very sustainable. They're sustainably growing, which is a big factor.
Yeah, actually, we are really lucky inside the company because I had a background, as you said at the beginning, in the sport business, but my brother has a background in communication and marketing. So he's always really, really active in
promoting.
So when you see any kind of LinkedIn post, is my brother Matteo behind the post pushing everything about these two varieties or any other activity of the company. And so, yeah, we are really starting pushing these two varieties to the retailers and also to the consumer in all of the main countries in Europe. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, we are receiving a lot of fruits also in Italy of these two varieties, even if Italy is not really attentive, the Italian consumer, to the variety. They only want raspberry, and that's a pity, but we are working to change the thing.
Now, who's your biggest market for the berry?
When we speak about the berries, for us, the market, we always think about market mainly related to the production and not to the consumption. If I think about the production in this moment, Morocco is the main market. We are really, and with these two variety, we're really scaling up. And next season, we already plan to really have a lot of production over there. Mexico also is really big. Europe also, and with the United States, with these two varieties, actually we are negotiating with a big partner over there in order to finally, after the experience with Rosadira years ago, to come back also in the American market, producing directly in the United States and not only Mexico, because for us it's also important to split. We also saw this in this last season with what happened with blueberry. It's always really important to split the risk
for the regions.
Mm-hmm. So it's really important to have different sources and different locations.
You want to diversify, of course. So we might get the Ann Rosadira back as well, as seeing two new varieties, Easy Star and Easy...
Easy Rock.
You know what I was going to almost say? Easy Jet. Don't even get it.
I don't really know if we will try to have a Rosadira back. I think that everything has its own time, and actually Rosadira lasted on the market and is still lasting in different markets for almost 15 years.
Wow.
It almost got graduated. We sometimes laugh about it in the company. And so, of course, we will put all of our efforts to maximize the sales of Rosadira, where the variety is still well accepted and well liked by the growers and the consumers. But I think that today is time to move ahead and to put all of our efforts on Easy Star and Easy Rock, and why not on what is coming after Easy Star and Easy Rock.
Yeah, you have other varieties in the works, I take it, that give us any idea when something new, other might be forthcoming, be released.
Yes, actually, in the meanwhile, we are also trying to change a little bit our strategy. So we launched in Europe for the European market an exclusive, a club with eight different companies that are working really side by side with us on the development of new varieties. The idea is that when actually Rosadira was launched, there were really few varieties in the market. So the important thing for a raspberry was to be red, and to have a good shape. Nowadays, as I told you before, there are a lot of different varieties every year. So I think it's really important to focus on the need of every specific company. And so our idea is this, to work side by side with the selected partner and to deliver them the variety that they really
what
want.
They need there in that area and what the consumers want.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead, what is adaptable to the environment to continue growing sustainably?
Yeah, this is always, when we sit down with our partners, this is actually always probably the first characteristic that a good raspberry must have in this
first
moment.
Concern. Because yeah.
To adapt, to survive to the climate change and also to the strategic change, because nowadays a company should be in one country and why not in another country? So it's always important to give them something adaptable.
Yeah, I mean, you've really have come up against many challenges for an Italian company that is, you know, it's growing. It started as a family business, and now you've grown it to these two large parts, Molleri and G Berries. So that's quite a challenge. You really overcome that. And now, if our listeners would like to find you to try some of these berries and further find out more information, how can they contact you?
Well, first of all, I will be attending together with my team, Fruit Logistica, next week. So we will be attending the fair, but we don't have a booth. We always like to go walking, to go jogging in
You probably could cover more ground walking because you want to see growers from many different countries there.
That's exactly what we want to do in Berlin. We want to go and visit the grower stands and have chats with everyone and also discover why not the news that the fair is presenting every year. And then of course we have a website. You can type Vivai Molari, which stands for Molari Nursery, is the translation in Italian, or Ziberis, and Google will give
we'll
you the
you
answer. Otherwise,
you have a great LinkedIn profile as well.
Yeah, we have the LinkedIn profile. I'm always active, and my brother as well. Also, the pages of the company, so we are always active and happy to reply to all of the question of consumers and retailers and everyone that is interested in our products. So always happy to reach out with everyone talking about berries.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to meeting you. You and I have a meeting schedule at Fruit Logistica on Wednesday. So I'll look forward to meeting you in person. And I'm sure we're going to have a lot of interesting success over there. In the meantime, it's been such a pleasure to have you join us. Thank you very much. All the way from Italy. It's always, we can always sync the time zones. So I'm going to move on here and close out the show. It has been a pleasure to have you join us today. And as we say here at the Produce Industry Podcast, we will see you in the fields and on the horizon.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.